Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Good morning and good day to you. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm the producer, Benny Mathers, filling in for the said Dr. Pat. And across from me, as usual, on every Friday we have here on the Dr. Pat Show, is my favorite, Miss Stephanie Durham from the Inquiring Mind. Good day to you.
How are you, dear?
I'm wonderful, and I'm glad you're here. It's a great day for you to be here.
You know what? Thanks for saying that. How did I get to be your favorite? Because I want to remember how to be on your good side.
Well, you know, I got to push you somewhere, and then I can rotate you. I have a rotating file of favorites.
Let's see. You are, how do you say that? In the moment?
Oh, yeah. That could be it.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're here with me, so I'm it.
Yeah, of course. And then with Dr. Pat, you got to kind of shuffle over a little bit. You're number two.
I'd be kind of good with her if
I
were you.
There's nothing wrong with being number two.
No, absolutely not.
Right.
Number one doesn't matter. Number two, just being in the room.
Exactly.
Hey, you know?
Let's start there.
I'm in the game.
You got it.
I'm good.
What we got in store for us today?
I'm Stephanie Durham with the Inquiring Mind, everyone, here regularly on Fridays with Dr. Pat. We do a lot of interesting conversations around our sacred contracts and archetypal patterns that I have studied with for a number of years with Carolyn Mace at CMED Institute, author of many books, including Sacred Contracts itself. We have archetypal patterns. I use these as a tool, and I help people and assist them in understanding different areas and walks of their life. You know, we just simply are who we are, but we don't really know why. Don't really know what it is we're supposed to do in life.
It's my problem usually.
Yeah?
A little bit. I'm going to admit it.
Well, you know, when we do what's put in front of us,
mm-hmm.
then we can be on our way to what else it might be.
Good point.
Because as I said before, it's kind of like we've got a whole set of subcontracts, which is how I came to the Dr. Pat Show.
Of course.
And how I met you. And now you're teaching me all about how to talk on the... He is such a good instructor, I'll tell you, folks. Talking on the radio is not as simple as we make it seem.
There's a lot to actually think about while your mouth is moving.
Yes, there is.
You got time, you got other things in front of you, you're shuffling paper. We try to make it not sound like we're shuffling paper. That's another thing to think about.
Don't read what you
exactly.
brought.
You don't want to be like, yes, on today's report.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
we don't want to do that.
Right. That's all a subcontract for me. That's a prime example.
That's right.
Of what a subcontract is. Thank goodness that the gods made sure and that we would meet people throughout our entire life to give us an opportunity to expand, to rise, to be what it is that we truly were meant to give back to this world in this lifetime. Those are our sacred contracts. Those are our subcontracts. And we have a group of buddies. We have these imaginary... Remember when you were a kid? And you had, did you have friends? Did you have little guys that were around with you?
How do you mean by little friends? Because
they were big.
Okay, because I was actually. Are we talking? Are my special invisible friends?
They weren't invisible to you at the time.
Oh right, but in my world they.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Those are energetic patterns. We'll call them buddies.
All right.
Some people call them angels.
I had one in particular.
Okay. Some
mm-hmm.
people call them guides.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of different words that we use to describe that sense of feeling like we've got somebody with us all the time. And with us today as adults, young adults, middle age, doesn't matter how old our physical body is in this life, we still have those. We've lost connection with them over the time. How we regain an understanding of that energy is to do a little bit of studying, renaming, relanguaging what it is, who we are, and who these buddies are. You can name them or not. We choose to call them different archetypal patterns. The card that fell out of the deck, you know, we have these sacred contract deck. And in this deck, there's about 90 or 95 mm-hmm. different archetypal patterns. Beautiful deck. That is, part of the teaching tools that we use through CMIT Institute that are published by Carolyn Mace. And the one that fell out is the mentor. So when we think of what an archetypal pattern is, and we close our eyes, don't close your eyes if you're driving, just think, if it's mentor, what is the picture? What have you conjured up in your third eye as what a mentor is? Well, on this particular card, I'll describe it just a little bit. It's absolutely gorgeous. You see this fellow, this older fellow?
I do see that, yes.
Who has this long goatee. He looks rather wise.
Extremely wise.
And he has a big blanket around him and a young person.
Comfort.
Very comforting. And they're looking out over what comes to my mind is a desert. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of a barren piece of landscape with this beautiful round either sun or moon or something. And the mentor, here's what the mentor does. The mentor passes on that wisdom. And they do that to refine someone's character. Different than a teacher, where a teacher would be actually one who transfers that knowledge, that information. A mentor can take many, many, many shapes. It isn't necessarily the wise, old, elderly person, in the woman's world, the crone. A mentor can be a coach, mm-hmm. can be a sports coach. A mentor can be it can be someone in any piece of your community who is all of us, that just always offering up these moments, lines, thoughts to consider as we refine who we are. That's a mentor. And then they're gone. Our contract, mm-hmm. our synchronistic moment has come and gone. And although physically they may not be with us, they will always have made an imprint on who we are. And taking pieces of that goes back to, you know, anywhere in your life, when you think of someone who has really, really meant something to you, there's a word, mentor, and how did they affect us, and what did we walk away from? Now, when we talk about archetypal patterns and characteristics, we have also the shadow of that particular archetype.
Which is the reversal side of things.
It's the other side.
So to speak.
Yeah. And the great thing about it, the reason I refer to it as the shadow, mm-hmm. is it is a set of characteristics without the light, it is the shadow. So that through the shadow is how we become light. The shadow attributes, have you ever had someone who was a mentor in your life who, as an example, was unable to let you sprout your wings? I remember saying to a fellow a number of years ago, right after we moved to this particular area, they very much a mentor for me and wanted to continue to take care of me in a business venture. Mm-hmm. And I remember being extremely frustrated because inside I knew I could do what it was I needed to do. Yet this person, out of love and consideration, didn't want to let me move on. And I said, look, let me put my wings to the air and fly out of the nest. If I fall, I'll know you're there. And if I don't fall, I'm flying. And he looked at me, and he would be old enough, well, not quite old enough to be my father, but an older fellow. And he looked at me, and he didn't say a word. And he let me fly. So that is an example of a mentor who doesn't let us breathe, doesn't let us move on. They'll hold on for self-serving purposes. But that's an archetypal pattern. So that is, as an example, what we're going to talk about today. Maybe we can open the phone lines.
We can certainly do that if you'd like to.
And if someone has a question about a particular archetypal pattern, mm-hmm. what I want to do before we go there,
sure.
is to be sure and let everyone know that we're going on the road.
A little road trip for Stephanie.
We are going on the road beginning next week. Stephanie Durham with the Inquiring Mind and Dr. Pat is going to be joining us. We will be broadcasting a remote live program from various parts of the nation, and we'll be doing that every other Friday. And I can't wait to tell you what it is that we're going to do. when we're on the road.
You can leave all the listeners in suspense.
Well, you know what I found out?
Uh-oh.
It's a tease.
Well, that too.
See, you told me that.
I did.
It's like,
you
okay,
use
guys.
Those broadcasting terms.
What do you want to talk about?
You're teasing people. You're giving them a little tickle.
It is so cool. I cannot tell you how much fun it has been getting ready for this project. I can't wait.
It's awesome. I'm laughing.
Look, he's laughing
tickle.
At me.
Well, Tom, the next producer for the next hour, like he kind of does a little tickle.
Oh, he does a Tickle Me Joe or whatever that
is? Yeah, a little Tickle Me Elmo. It's his own
Elmo.
Version.
Oh, Elmo, okay.
Yeah, so it kind of threw me off a little bit.
No, I don't see Elmo anywhere in the place.
He is Elmo.
Oh, he is Elmo. Okay, I see Elmo. That doesn't work. We don't like that one.
It doesn't. So you're going on tour. You're taking the crew around with you. Dr. Pat's going to join you.
Yes, she most certainly is.
Is there a number of stops we'll be maybe looking at? Again, we're going to kind of lead up to it.
This is so cool. Every other week... as you all know who have been listening, and for those of you who haven't,
mm-hmm.
I have become, in following part of my sacred contract, I'm sure it is, I just can tell you from all of my being, that for some reason, I am now actively involved in producing a television program that assists people in first-time home ownership.
Cool!
And it's called Home Team.
I was a little late for that one because I just got mine a few months ago.
I know.
I'll
That's
have to
why
tell all my friends
you.
About it, though.
All of those questions when you were talking about paperwork and how to buy a house and paint selections. It's not quite right. You should have seen him out here. He took his ball cap off one day and he went, that color. That's the color I want it. How do I do that?
I couldn't help it.
Oh, yes, and it looks great, too, doesn't it?
It does. Well, you're listening. Yeah, that's right. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. My special guest for the day is Stephanie Durham from the Inquiring Mind. If you want to get in touch with her or find more information about the Inquiring Mind, go to inqmind.com, and we'll be right back.
Healthy is your beauty salon. Mode Organic Salon is Seattle's premier organic beauty salon. Our trained professionals specialize in providing organic and natural hair, skin, nail, and cosmetic services customized to your specific attributes and lifestyle. Visit modeorganic.com or call 206-623-0195 to schedule. Mention the Dr. Pat Show and get 15% off your first service. For beauty that's more than skin deep, visit Mode Organic Salon.
We all have them, traits in us that make us special, unique, characteristics that drive us. Some drive in third, some are in overdrive, some are in neutral, and others are in reverse. What makes us tick? Why do we do the things we do? Do we change the way we behave? Can we? How? Yes, yes you can. First, we have to embrace who you are, and then enhance that in which we see. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACEs, authenticity, choices, empowerment, and success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. If you want to smooth shift into the right gear, call us toll-free 1-866-461-6463. That's 1-866-461-6463. Okay, everyone, listen up. Dr. Pat brings you her favorite organic wines from the Organic Wine Company direct to you for this limited time special offer. Would you like to enjoy the luscious taste of natural grapes grown with love for the land and tantalizing your taste buds at the same time? Well, Dr. Pat has selected three of her favorite wines for only $49, a 40% savings. Visit www.thedrpatshow.com and click on Dr. Pat's Picks for this special offer. Or you can call 1-888-326-9463. The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
Escape to a world of yarn and teas like no other. Village Yarn and Tea in Shoreline invites you to their haven of creativity and relaxation. Come see the luscious cotton, wool, blended yarns and teas from around the world. Just starting out and need lessons or need accessories for the complete knitting project? Then make Village Yarn and Tea your destination. For more information, see us online at villageyarnandtea.com. Escape to a world of yarn and teas. Village Yarn and Tea on Ballinger Way in Shoreline, a place to sip and knit.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly again, learn to live so free. When we
And welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I am said Benny Mathers, the producer for the Dr. Pat Show, and my special guest today is Stephanie Durham from the Inquiring Mind. And Stephanie, welcome back.
Thanks, Benny. How are you now? We did the Elmo thing, and then you're breaking your wings, and you're flying, and you're right on
track. But I'm flying. I figured it was a good segue with what we're talking about, like pushing each other out of the nest.
How did you do that?
Let them go. Well, you know, I'm a producer. I got to think of these things.
You got to tell me that the divine touched you to push that right button. That's the answer.
You're right. Well, okay, I was searching.
You followed.
I did. Well, let's give out the phone number just so everyone has it on hand. We're not going to actually answer the phone calls right now, but we are going to do some readings a little bit later, if you'd like, from Stephanie. 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. So you guys have it ready. We'll probably open up the lines in about 10 more minutes.
So what I want to do at this point, though, Ben, if you don't mind, I want to answer the tease we left the last break.
Sure.
So Home Team is a nationally syndicated television program that goes around the country. And in various areas, there are people who would like to become first-time homeowners and don't know how. Many over, you know, the numbers are huge, somewhere between 30% and 40% of the nation does not own a home and wants to. And that's a pretty significant number. Mm-hmm. So, you know, here I am, Stephanie Durham, coach with the Inquiring Mind, and all of a sudden, apparently so, all of a sudden, although I'm sure it's been brewing for many, many years, I find myself in the middle of this program offering some of my business acumen. But what is more important is that it's this awesome segue where the Home Team has instituted this one-year coaching program to, you know, it's like, hey, here you are. You got this new house. You got this, you know, you win the lotto. You got this new car. Well, what good does it do you to have a new car if you don't know what gas is?
That's right.
I mean, that's reducing
where to put
it. Ridiculous, but yeah. Park, how do I park on a hill? Mm-hmm. You know, those kinds of things.
Oh, up and away, by the way.
Is that how you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, I always have to think.
No, up and away. So
of course,
like,
I'm blonde. So
yeah, well,
maybe
I'm not going to go there either.
Okay, all right. Anyway, so I've been on the radio now with Dr. Pat for over a year on 1150, and now she's all of a sudden nationwide, and we're all over the country, and I'm involved in this television program, and I'm all over the country. And I said to someone not too long ago, maybe, I was in my sacred contracts, I was born to a man who was in the civil service, who took rotations every 2 years. So by the time I was 12, I'd been in every state west of the Mississippi.
Amazing.
You know, totally comfortable being on the move. And there are other people who are not. So then when I'm thinking about this, I thought, well, maybe one of the reasons that I lived that life was so that I would be comfortable to go anywhere I needed to go to offer up what I had to offer nationwide. And here I find myself all over the country. So next week, we have three different areas. I can't tell you where we're going. If I told you where we were going, then the people who were recipients might know. So I have to give you a choice to consider. And we're going into one of three different areas.
Which now, is the best that we can do right now.
It is. It's, I can't,
best that we can work with.
I really can't say. But we begin our season two production. And we'll either be calling you in remote with Dr. Pat next week from, we could be from the Mile High City in Denver.
Could be.
We could. You heard that.
Could,
you heard could be. We could be calling you from the Cleveland, Ohio area.
We could be.
We could be. Or we might be calling you from, Lincoln.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lincoln, Nebraska. Isn't that where Cornhuskers are?
As a matter of fact, you brought that up. Yes, they are.
Isn't that? How about
it's
that?
It's funny, we actually air their games on our station,
oh,
too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'll keep that in mind.
Nebraska
if
Cornhusker
I
football.
I go there, I'll go and watch a game.
There you go.
If I have time. So, anyway.
If that, you are
what,
there.
What were, if I were.
Right.
If I were going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But it will be one of those three places.
Okay.
I cannot tell a lie. That much is true. Okay. It'll be one of those three places. So here's what we're going to be doing.
Okay.
We are, as we go into these areas, it's a great big barn raising. It's a secret. The people who are receiving the home do not know. They don't know they're going to be receiving the home. They have applied online at the website, hometeam.com. And we acquire a home, and we get all their friends and family together. And it's this great big four-day bash where we personalize the home. We update it. We paint it. We put in furniture for them. And when I say we got the home team, and then we have the pro team. And the pro team is our staff of people that travel around the country to assist the home team. And the home team personalizes the home. So
little special touches.
Absolutely. You know, like if someone is like this computer person who really needs an office, we don't know that, but their friends and family do. Their friends and family will know, you know, so-and-so has that picture that they've had in the garage and they've always wanted dot, dot, dot. And so the friends and family put that together and we work with them. So what does that have to do with the inquiring mind? Well, talk about coaching. Talk about a sacred contract. All my life, I have been involved in real estate, homes, purchases, building. Heck, we built our home while we lived in it, used an outhouse, and
sounds
did
like
homework by candlelight.
Sounds like my parents when they were growing up.
You know, I mean, all over the place. I have been in business for 25 years, building homes. I have been working with people for the last 10 years and training myself to offer up coaching services. So here's what we're going to do. On Friday, next Friday, at our regular time, 11 p.m.
Whoa.
11 a.m.
There you go.
On the West Coast and 2 p.m. on the East Coast. 3 hours.
Yep, 3 hour difference.
Okay.
If you're in mountains,
we
water.
Will be remote with our host, Troy McLean, Dr. Pat next week.
Yep.
And the friends and family. So we will have them on the air with us.
Oh, it's going to be a fantastic show.
Where they are sharing and asking questions, and how does their involvement, what is the synchronistic calling of that moment and how it all comes together to further each person's opportunity to acknowledge their sacred contracts and what patterns, what archetypal patterns play. How does it happen? What does it feel like? What does it feel like to be one of the members that puts everything together? What does it feel like to be receiving it? And you won't even get to talk to the recipient. How about that?
Not at all?
Nope. Not that week. Not that week.
Not that. I was like, wait, you're leaving me in suspense there.
I know. You know what I had somebody say to me?
I mean, that's the whole point.
So what's the rest of the story?
Right.
Uh-huh. That'll be the following week when I'm back with you. We'll get them on the line. And you'll be able to hear from them, the recipients, exactly what it meant for them to be receiving that home.
I just couldn't, I can't even imagine if I was in someone's shoes like that, or if I had the ability to be there in that position. I just, words sometimes for me, I can usually, they're free, they come out, they're free flowing, I know how to come out, and there's just other times where it's just like, I'm speechless. It's rare. My mom always says it, you know, I always have lots to say, but sometimes it's...
Say, oh my God, if he ain't saying nothing, yeah. That's pretty major.
Exactly.
So, what does that all mean? I don't have a clue. And I'm going with the flow. Going with the flow, acknowledging our sacred contracts is what it's all about. So what we're going to do is we're going to open the phone lines.
We can certainly do that.
And what I'd like for people to consider, I can pull a card for them, or if they are looking at this moment for an archetypal pattern that will help them through a particular dilemma, question, query, whatever, I can pull a card and we can talk about it and maybe offer up some coaching insight for you to carry through. This is Stephanie Durham, The Inquiring Mind, www.inqmind.com. And Benny, what number do they call again?
It'll be a toll-free number there, Stephanie, 1-800-930-2819. Write this one down. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you on air on the Dr. Pat Show, 1-800-930-2819. And also, let's give them a phone number for you, too, as well.
You know, I always seem to forget things like that.
That's what I'm here
Our
for.
Our number here in Western Washington is 425-334-7911, or our toll-free is 866-461-7911. 6463.
Very, very cool. And again, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. My special guest for the day is Stephanie Durham, Inquiring Mind, inqmind.com. Every Friday, we've been here for the last year, pretty much, on the Dr. Pat Show. She's welcomed you with open arms. We've done a number of different series of remotes, live shows, and we continue to do that, don't we?
Isn't that fun?
We have a great time.
See, that's a great thing, because I don't have a clue where this is going. Do you? You do? You just put your finger up.
What do you mean? Yeah, that meant one.
Oh.
Like, we got 1 minute to go.
I thought maybe you knew where we were going.
Oh, of course I know where we're always going.
Oh, I didn't want to miss that opportunity, you know? See, it's paying attention, folks.
Yes.
Pay attention. The simplest, most divine, huge things may appear in the smallest little packages.
Very true.
Small packages. And if you feel like your wing is broken, just bandage it up and fly again.
That's right. Dr. Pat Show, Stephanie Durham, my guest. Give me a call, 1-800-930-2819. Get a reading with Stephanie Durham, and we'll be right back.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into the number one radio show to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show is hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, please submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. Again, that's pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in your community and the world.
Looking for love in all the wrong places? Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to find out how you can come home to the love within your own body. I'm Lavina Grandcataft of Radiant Embodiment, and I can help you relax into the pleasure of your feminine side. Experience my bodywork approach to healing and wholeness in Bellevue, October 6th through 8th. Visit RadiantEmbodiment.com to sign up and smile. That's RadiantEmbodiment.com.
You're invited to attend American Pacific University's Clinical Hypnotherapy Seminar August 25th through the 27th in Seattle for 40% off. Hypnosis is a scientifically verified and effective technique to help us change our lives. You'll learn how to guide yourself and others to lose weight, quit smoking, and be free of physical pain. Fascinating discussions, informative demonstrations, and interactive exercises will let you use hypnosis after only one weekend. Call 1-800-63-HYPNO or go to ampac.edu to learn more.
Spread the word. Your favorite shows are on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Introducing a fantastic new breakthrough in oral detoxification from Natural Cellular Defense. It safely removes poisons and heavy metal toxins from the body that may be the cause of many chronic illnesses. It's safe enough for a baby. Presented by copioushealth.com.
Come to a free seminar at Kirkland Holistic Center Tuesday, August 15th at 7 p.m. to learn more, or visit copioushealth.com.
You already have the tools you need to live a psychic life, but you don't know how to use them. Let noted medium John Holland show you how during his new 2006 lecture tour, Learn to Awaken Your Psychic Strengths. John will help you identify your intuitive gifts through highly interactive exercises. Plus, he will dedicate Friday evening to delivering messages to the audience. See John Holland in Seattle on September 8th through the 9th. For tickets, call 800-654-5126. That's 800-654-5126. Or visit HayHouse.com. That's HayHouse.com.
Men, are there things in your life that aren't working? Do you want change? Have you considered getting help, yet have no desire to dissect your problems? Neuro-linguistic programming is the answer. Powerful, immediate, permanent change without all the talk. Conducted in an atmosphere of strength and focus will put you back in the driver's seat where you belong. If you're ready to take charge of your life, contact Greg Hoskins, certified NLP practitioner, counseling with a purpose. Visit our website at www.theessentialfire.com.
Good news, Belgium. We're streamed worldwide at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Every long, long
And welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I am Benny Mathers, the producer filling in for Dr. Pat. And my special guest for the day every Friday is Stephanie Durham from The Inquiring Mind. And Stephanie, we've opened up the phone lines for everyone to enjoy this moment today.
I see flashing lights.
I see flashing lights all over. All over. Shall we take our first caller?
All righty.
All right. Let's bring on Artie. And Artie is actually calling in all the way from Florida. Artie, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Yes, thank you very much.
Hi, Artie.
Hi.
What can I help you with today?
Well, were you going to throw a card and tell me what I should meditate on today?
You want to know what you should meditate on? Is that your question?
Yeah, in other words, what's my focus? I'm not very focused today, so I just want to find out what might be the energy for focus.
Well, the energy for focus would be maybe a different card than came up for you. It might be a little bit separate. The initial card that came up, Artie, was alchemist. Do you know what an alchemist?
Alchemist. Alchemist.
An alchemist, A-L-C-H-E-M-I-S-T. An alchemist in days of old was someone who had the ability to transform, to physically transform lead and turn it into gold. Okay? It's alchemy.
Okay.
It's a science of alchemy. Here's the energetic portion that in the way that we can look at the alchemist archetype. The energy around you today, which may very well be of your chart of origin, and you've always been this way and not realized it, is that you have words of wisdom. You have this ability to take a situation and in your meditation, take this situation that you have that you want to work on or allow to come in direction for you that would be like an aha moment that will take like a yucky situation and turn it into clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are you working...
Yeah, I understand that very well.
Are you working on something that needs a little bit of transformation?
Need some thought. It needs some. What would you call it? Like when somebody goes in a think tank.
Yeah. Well, what is
this
it?
Is where I am right now with it.
Okay. What is it? Do you mind sharing that?
Yeah, it's a couple of business projects.
Okay. All right.
And I just don't know exactly. You know, it's all brewing, but I don't know exactly where. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've got to make some decisions.
Right. When given. What you just described, the question that I have for you also is that do any of the opportunities here that you're looking at, do any of them offer for you an opportunity to transcend the material of the action so that it becomes a prince-like action, a prince-like contribution?
Yes.
Okay. That's the one I get that you need to go with.
Okay.
Be aware that when you are utilizing alchemy energy, that if you're not careful with that archetypal pattern, that misuse of power, will attempt to show itself to you as though you are self-prophesizing the prince energy. So that's what you want to look.
You mean self-prophesizing? I didn't understand.
The
prince energy. Self-prophesizing what?
Okay. In this project that you're looking at, or these number of different projects you're looking at, some of them are going to create a huge change that are of spiritual and wisdom significance. And this prince energy, that the prince is the romantic charm, okay. And it shows itself in this potential for great power. And to be a leader, but it's like a king in training. Okay, don't move into the king direction. Don't move into the self prophesizing. Like, here's this project. Here's what's really great about it. Here's how it will transform the whole community, the whole nation. And here is how I can participate in it. And here's what I have to offer. Because you're this charming, you're like this liaison that comes back and forth that can bring everybody to understand these things. Remain humble.
I got you.
Okay.
I understand that very well.
Okay. All right.
Because, you know, it's something like a 30-year Saturn cycle. And it's really kind of... it's frightening to me because I'm a senior now. I'm 56 years old, and it happened, you know, a long time ago.
Right, right.
And I those energies are right there again, and I just want to do it right this time and do it with the power I have and the limitations I have.
Right, and the Prince energy will help you recognize those areas where you need assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a feminine energy in there about that as well. There's a heroine that you can work with. And I don't know who that is or where or what. It might be somebody. Mm-hmm. And rely upon that heroine for that balance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I got it. Thank you very much. Your show is very good.
Thanks. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Artie. Take care. And calling all the way from Florida, Brightonton, Florida, which is just right around the Tampa Bay area. So we, again, want to welcome everyone to the Dr. Pat Show down there and even up here in Seattle at 1-800-930-2819. And our next caller, before we run off to our break, we'll take Mary Beth from Kirkland. Mary Beth, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hey, Benny.
How you doing today, sweetheart?
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Mary Beth. What would you like to ask me today?
Well, I am finalizing the steps for moving to Pennsylvania, leaving on Monday from Seattle area, and just wondering if there's anything in particular I need to pay attention to, anything that pops up.
Well, Mary Beth, the card there, I drew two cards while you were talking, and the first one, before you even mentioned where you were going, was the Pioneer. So this is a huge thing for you, isn't it? This is big. This is a big step.
Yeah, it is.
And you have.
I've done it before in reverse, but.
Okay. All right. The insight I would offer you is that there's a feminine energy, a feminine strength, a goddess, pick one of the goddesses that will assist you in this move that you're doing, because there's a pioneering energy that is coming up. But be aware that when you move, the compulsive need that you feel to keep moving, you can put at rest. Okay? You don't have to, like, huh?
That's interesting.
That's interesting. Okay. Is it helpful?
I'm not sure. I don't quite understand that.
Okay. Do you move a lot?
I have, but not recently. And this move in particular is more being instigated by my kids.
Okay.
They want to be near their aunts and uncles and cousins.
Okay. So... what you just said, I have moved a lot. What I get is that this is a good move for you, but approach it with a different kind of like a you're going to go into uncharted territory, and you're going to have an open mind about it. And the female goddess energy, the old crone, the very wise woman energy will come through, and you will be very, very happy there.
I think that's my mother. I think that's wonderful.
Okay. All right, Mary Beth. Well, I hope that's helpful.
Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
It is.
You're welcome.
Take care, Mary Beth. Thank you very much. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, The Inquiring Mind, with my special guest, Stephanie Durham, right here. She's taking calls, 1-800-930-2819. And we'll hold off on our last call, or at least we'll probably sneak in one other before we go to the top of the hour, Stephanie. So how about we give some information about you real fast?
Stephanie Durham with The Inquiring Mind, www.inqmind.com. I have been in business for a number of years, recently trained through CMED Institute with Carolyn Mace and neurolinguistic programming. I'm a master practitioner. I offer coaching services to both individuals and businesses in transformation. I'm also obviously greatly involved in this project called HomeTeam.com, assisting first-time homeowners in homeownership, or nationally syndicated weekly television program.
Very, very good. And to the T, you had it down. I quizzed you and you nailed it. 10 for 10.
Alrighty. We're on a roll. It's going to be a good day.
It's going to be a fantastic day.
I know, exactly.
I'm just taken away by it as well.
I know. You know, things weren't so hot when I walked in. I got to tell you, the ability to transform a moment is within us all.
Absolutely.
Gosh, coming into this place and being a part of offering up who I am and making myself aware, really, and available, because the universe is going to see to it that I get used to serve. Mm-hmm. How much I enjoy it is how much I'm willing to offer myself, because you never know which phone call you're going to get. I was so happy to turn my phone off when I walked in here. Oh, my gosh. If I had another phone call without taking a deep breath, I didn't know what I was going to do. And all of a sudden, I had to be here. You see? So the gods planned it just right.
That's right. You're taking phone calls here, though, however, which is kind of unfortunate. But we'd love to have you no matter what. So 1-800-930-2819. Give Stephanie a call from Inquiring Mind. We're here on the Dr. Pat Show. And we got a couple guests on the hold, but there's plenty of room for everybody else. And you are drawing cards is what you're doing.
Anybody who has a question, if you have a question, if you would like insight as it relates to a particular area of your life, at the moment, what archetypal energies can be your buddy or your foe, and what to look out for, how to use it, I'd be more than happy to offer up.
Sounds good. The Dr. Pat Show with my special guest, Stephanie Durham. I am Benny Mathers, filling in for the Dr. Pat, and we'll be right back.
Georgia. The whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
What if everything you've learned about health was false? What if you could sort fact from fiction about where health comes from? How would it affect your wellness? Join Dr. Scott Lynch of Crown Hill Chiropractic in a six-week series that explores the myths about healing and healthcare and reveals where the power to heal truly resides. You won't want to miss this series, June, July, and August, on the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into the number one radio show to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show is hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, please submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. Again, that's pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in your community and the world.
You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Occasional indigestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Visit digesteasy.com. That's digesteasy.com. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
In the long run, humans cannot tolerate ecstasy deprivation, said Felicitas Goodman, anthropologist. Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about ecstatic wisdom postures discovered by Goodman and taught by certified teacher Deborah Milton. The practice combines body postures with rhythms, which expands consciousness, nurtures belonging, and nourishes aliveness. Milton is teaching both in Seattle and Black Tail Ranch, Montana in August. For more information, go to www.deborahmilton.com. That's DeborahMilton.com.
Made fresh each day for you. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I said, Georgia. Oh, Georgia.
Who's on my my mind.
I had to bring you back with that. You had a great harmony there.
Oh, did you do that?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
You were perfect. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show.
I did have a lady in St. Louis recently. We were doing this mural thing, and we were singing, We Are Family. We were just having a ball.
That's always a classic.
Yeah,
always a classic. Well, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Benny Mathers, the producer filling in for Dr. Pat, and, of course, our special guest for the day every Friday for the last almost year and a half, I'm going to say, because it's been quite a while.
You know, that's okay. It feels like longer. It feels like forever.
I don't even have a time put.
You know, isn't that cool when you're going to someplace, when you meet somebody, and it's like, gosh, I just met you, but I feel like I've known you forever.
Exactly.
That's how this feels to me.
I'm looking for that in my special woman.
Yeah, I keep working on that. I keep every female I've seen. Oh, I got to tell you, I got a couple in mind.
Good, I got people looking for me.
Yeah, and he goes, you know, you got all these great people, but...
It's all about networking.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Yeah.
Stephanie Durham is my guest. There, I got the name out, finally.
Thank you, sweetie.
You're welcome.
We got a call.
We do. Jared has been waiting so patiently from Kent. Jared, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, and Stephanie Durham.
Thank you.
Hi,
how
Kent.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello, how are you?
Good morning. I'm hanging in there. I don't have a specific question. I was just kind of wondering what cards would come up.
Well, the card, I drew two different cards. Let me get another one here. All righty. The companion. We spoke about the companion last week and being friends. A companion is someone who is simply just always there for others, or they have others around them oftentimes, and they are very unselfish. And the other card came up behind it was the wounded child. So you've got some wounds, and the wounded child archetype, just because we have a wounded archetype doesn't mean we're still wounded. We may have healed from that. But it is what has led us to be who we are in our life. And so between companionship and the wounded child, you befriend... the sense that I'm getting when I'm kind of going with this a little bit here is that are you very much like a friend to wounded children? Are you taken into their confidence?
Oh, yeah.
And is that rewarding for you? Is it come from your own personal life experiences or?
I don't know if it's just natural for me.
You are so right.
Natural.
You are right on, Jared. That is the perfect way to identify an archetypal pattern. It just is and always has been. So between those two, I did, in fact, when you said that, I pulled another card. And so this benevolence that you have, this kingdom, you have the king-type energy, whereas you have this courtyard of people who very much benefit from your being... the leadership person, and you have this you put your arms around them, and yet you don't touch them. You give them a safe place, and that's what I'm picking up. With that in mind, did you have a question as it relates to that topic?
Well, I guess the question would be, my life is kind of in the unknown right now, so I'm just kind of wondering what's going on there.
Unknown as far as transition is concerned?
Yeah, transition, right.
Yeah. Are you a spiritual or religious person?
I'm a very spiritual person, yes.
Okay. There's some male energy that along the lines of a monk, priest, someone associated with whatever spiritual practice you employ, has got some insight for you. That is the card that came up, and in fact, they are a channel for the spiritual energy, and it'll zap you, it'll get to you. And so I see you searching out for whatever spiritual practice you employ. Go into that area, and there will be some priest energy that will find its way to you and become a channel for you to receive that input.
Okay. Okay.
All righty.
Thanks, Jared. We appreciate the call.
Thank you very much.
All right. You take care. And again, that leaves obviously another line open here at 1150 KKNW and the Dr. Pat Show, 1-800-930-2819. We'll probably have time for just about one more. We'll sneak one on here with Stephanie Durham from the Inquiring Mind. If you need more information about her and what she loves to do, inqmind.com.
inqmind.com. So here I am. And I'm on the road, as I mentioned, with Home Team. Mm-hmm. And I just pulled a card for me to share with you all an example of what archetypal energy may very well be around me now. It's the warrior.
Oh.
I know.
I was going to actually ask you before you even pulled the card and told us what warrior you're going to be. Have you done that often before? Do you normally pull cards for yourself?
There is a process that we can all use.
Okay.
When we use these cards, I want to be sure and let everyone know that this is not something that we would practice like with a tarot mm-hmm. or with numerology.
Okay.
However, when we're looking for insight into certain areas, and once we have determined which archetypal patterns are ours from our chart of origin, that are our cadre that follow us entirely through our whole life, we can ask the universe for direction as to which archetypal energies will assist us or preclude us from being in the cosmic or the divine plan of things, which opens up synchronicity. Keeping that in mind, if you look at the warrior, and I'm just kind of sitting here and pulling this one little card out without going through this process, which takes a little bit of time, I would think my intentional question is, what is Stephanie doing involved with Home Team? What does it have to do with Inquiring Mind? What does this all have to do with the divine plan? And the warrior card comes up. Well, it tells me two things. It tells me that I am employing warrior energy, or it tells me that I need to seek out, or warrior energy will find its way to me. Now, when you think of warrior, this is not someone who just goes and bars everything down. A warrior has strength. They're tough. They're a hero. They're stoic. And they self-sacrifice. Okay. They do it for the benefit of others. Now, in the shadow, they would compromise their integrity.
Mm-hmm.
To do that, or they would bowl people over. They would not take into consideration people or circumstances around them, and that's the shadow of the warrior. So I would look at this in my situation, and I would say, okay, there's warrior energy out there, or I'm being a warrior. Be careful, Stephanie. Look out here. You know, you might want to. You don't want to go from warrior to martyr. Okay, be careful. And be careful what indifference you may employ on others when you're moving through the world here, because you don't want to be shadow-like in the warrior energy. Now, when we interpret this in of itself, that's the warrior energy. But how does it play with any other of the huge number? But in this case, we'll use the 11 other archetypal energies that would represent the Kronos time. Kronos time being now. Kronos on incorporation. Kairos energies now. Okay? So in this moment when I'm pulling these cards, we're talking about Kairos energy. And then we have cosmic. So in my Kronos chart, I have 12 buddies. When I was born, when I incarnated, that are with me all the time. Then I have this Kairos energy, which changes because time changes. And there's 12 more out there. So those 12 are talking to the first 12. And then when I go and I'm looking for a sense of direction on this topic, if mm-hmm. I were to do a three-wheel chart, the third wheel is the cosmic. And the cosmic represents where the divine wants me to be. The third wheel, archetypal patterns are always interpreted in the enlightened, where we find the opportunities to overcome the shadow are in the Kronos and in the Kairos. So here I am, and I have this original set of 12. I got 12 more sets of energies going on around me, and I got 12 more that the divine wants me to fulfill. So I got 36 people talking to each other.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay? It can get a little confusing.
Nice little conference call.
Yeah. Oh, man. Take a line. So if I am looking at career or occupation or health, I can look at the sixth house on the wheel, and I can see which three archetypal patterns landing there. Then I'm only talking to three people.
Oh, see, you made it so easy. You broke it down for everyone.
Hey, break it down.
That's right. Break it down. Oh, oh.
And we talk to three people in this room all the time.
We do, and all the time. And that's the Dr. Pat Show right here, 11 to noon, every Monday through Friday at 11:30 or on 11:50 KKNW, Alternative Talk. My guest, special guest for the day, Stephanie Durham
with the Inquiring Mind.
That was a big flub, wasn't it?
That is me here every Friday. Look for me. We'll be here next Friday at 11 a.m. We don't know what city. Remember, Denver area, Cleveland, Ohio area, or Lincoln. You all have a great weekend.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150 and every Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific on VoiceAmerica.com. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.